What about the issue of dose and dose escalation in this scenario, and also the issue about rash and the correlation between rash and benefit that's been seen? How do you put that all together?
We usually do not go forward with dose escalations. The one thing that's interesting is that patients who have cancers with these mutations actually require much less drug to respond because the drug fortuitously, this is truly fortuitous, but the drug inhibits these mutant receptors with a higher potency than the wild-type receptors just due to the structural changes induced by these mutations. So it gives you a much bigger therapeutic window. So if a patient's truly responding, we actually will often come down the dose if they're having too much toxicity and we feel like we're safe. There are patients that do benefit from these drugs that don't have mutant EGF receptors. And for those patients, the full dose is likely required. I personally like to see a rash, a little bit of a rash, not too much that upsets anybody, but a little bit of a rash, because it really seems like a rash is telling you that, let me put it this way, the rash is a consequence of inhibiting the EGF receptor in the skin. So it's what we call a pharmacodynamic marker. It tells you that you have enough drug in the blood to inhibit the receptor in the skin. And the reason we think that rash is a good thing is because there are some patients that probably metabolize the drug so quickly or absorb the drug so poorly that they don't get much levels in the blood. They don't get a rash, but yet their tumor also doesn't get inhibited. So the rash kind of gives you comfort that you're getting drug levels at a reasonable level that will inhibit the receptor.